turn this way. Father, we come to you and we acknowledge you, and we just give you the glory. You are Most High, Yah, the one and true God. And we bless you for this opportunity to present ourselves to you to get an understanding of your word. And we just ask you to to lead and guide us in all truth. And we bless you again in the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Alrighty. I know some of you were not here. Some of you were not here on Sabbath worship, and I covered some things. I covered some things that I recorded, but I didn't record it from a CD. I recorded like I'm doing now. So I just kind of want to remind some things along that line because of the time frame that we're in as a ministry, getting all of you prepared for what's about to happen, you know, what you're getting ready to go forward and do, you know, because you are a part of it, you know, and so it's just vitally important for us to understand this information. But we're going to be teaching from Haggai. We're going to be teaching from Haggai chapter 1. But and there are some things that I want to kind of, you know, just use kind of like as a launching pad for the lesson on tonight. Okay. Now, Haggai chapter 1 will start at verse 1, and this is a time frame, or I'll just say this is around the time frame where our nation was getting ready to, had left Babylon, and there were some things that had been given to our nation from a perspective of our temple and things like that. And so we'll look at some things again in Haggai chapter 1, and we'll get a good understanding. I'm just trying to pull up some information that I wrote down. So just give me a bear with me a minute. Haggai chapter 1 says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Jehovah by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speak Jehovah of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not yet the time that Jehovah should be that Jehovah's house should be built. Then the word of Jehovah by Haggai the prophet. Then came the word of Jehovah by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, that dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Therefore, thus said Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 6, and then we'll go back up and build some things. Consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none. But there is none warm, and he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus said Jehovah Yah of hosts. Thus said Jehovah of hosts. Consider your ways. Now, well, I'll read verse 8, and then we'll go back up. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says Jehovah. One of the things that, again, that I mentioned in on last week during Sabbath worship is I talked about things from a perspective of trust, and what I said was most people trust Yah from their own perspective. Instead of trusting Yah from his perspective. In other words, you have people that will do things based upon how they perceive to be what pleases Yah. And so people who do that, you know, it's in a nutshell, it's a big mistake. Okay. What we have to learn how to do is to, and I use myself as an example. What I do is everything that pertains to life, I put my trust in Yah from His perspective. And so one of the things that I said was this, and I didn't say this to offend anyone. I just said this. I said it this way to bring about an understanding of how my mind works when it comes down to Yah, how my relationship is with Yah. And so what I basically said was this. I said, you know, when it comes down to trust, I put all of my trust in Yah. I don't put my trust in anything else but Yah. I don't put my trust in money. I don't put my trust in you know, material things. I don't put my trust in people. I don't trust any of you. Now here's what I mean by that. Because all of my trust is in Yah. I have learned how to put every energy of trust that I have in Yah. All of it. I don't give you any of it. Now I'm saying it this way to come back around and then explain in detail what I mean by that. Now, if Yah leading you, I now can put my trust in you because the very source that I depend upon is influencing you. Y'all hear that? So that's what I mean by I don't put my trust in Yah, in you. I put all my trust in Yah when I'm saying to you it, because I understand me. Me apart from Yah is something else. I'm not dependable. I'm not trustworthy. Anything about me apart from Yah, don't trust me. If Yah's not leading me, then you don't need to be trusting me. But at the same time, when Yah is leading me, now you can feel comfortable enough to say, well, I can follow that. That's why I always make statements of follow me as I follow Christ. Don't trust me if I'm not following Christ now. Because I mess you up. I lead you the wrong way. I lead you down the wrong path. And so each day when I get up, my primary goal is to lean on Yah. Now, we've dealt with this. Pastor, Yah lead me there and down. It's a whole Haggai. We'll come back to it. And I just want to go just to Proverbs chapter 3 just for a minute, just to lay a foundation for this lesson that we're dealing with, okay? And I'll start at verse 5, Proverbs 3, verse 5. It says, now trust. It says, trust in Jehovah with all thine heart. Now, Now if I'm giving him all of it, I don't have no room for me to be giving it to somebody else. Okay? I trust in Yah with all of my heart. You know the heart is the mental disposition. And so because of that, I don't lean, okay, I don't bend in any other direction when it comes down to trust. Now don't be offended by that, because I love each one of you, and I want you to understand that I'll trust you, but it's vital important for me to understand that the source that's dealing with me is dealing with you. Because I know we're all just human beings, you know. I may trust brother law to come pick me up, and you know, we just went to the baseball game at this time. I may trust him to come, you know, take me to the baseball game, but he may disappoint me because he's just human. You know, he's just an individual. So he may have good intent. You know, when I'm playing in, I'm gonna get brother law, we're going to the baseball game. But because of who he is as an individual, then me just trusting him alone can put me in a position where I can be disappointed. So what I do is trust that Yah is leading him. That's just an example. It may not be a very good one, but it's just one that I feel led to do at the time. Yah says a good one, so it's a good one. And so what I do is, each one of you, when I say I trust you, what I'm saying to you is I trust the source that's dealing with you, and that source is going to lead you like that source lead me. Because all of us, for whatever reason or another, can fall short on some in some area where somebody else may be depending upon us. Okay, so that's why I wanted to use it from that perspective in verse 5, Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in Jehovah with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. See, because we acknowledge him in all our ways, he directs the path. And so I can't, so just from a personal perspective, I can't put my trust in somebody who don't acknowledge him in all our ways. I like to be in a position to do that, but it's just from a perspective of showing how my mind works when it comes down to the thing of Yah. You know, I try my best to trust him and to put that trust from a perspective of him. So in order for me to put that trust, in order for me to trust from his perspective, I can't ever be leaning to my own mental state of mind. Because if I'm leaning to my own mental state of mind that constantly makes mistakes, then I can sit here and be thinking that I'm trusting Yah from my perspective and totally missing him. And so Yah is saying, well, you know, you're doing that from your perspective, and you call that trust, but I have a perspective of trust. And that perspective is, you got to trust in me with all your heart, and you can't lean to nothing that you understand. Whatever you feel like is right, you need to abandon that. Matter of fact, one of my gauges to even know that Yah leads me is when I know for sure it ain't something that I got in my mind to do. You know, just being from a transparent perspective, there are a whole lot of things that Yah tell me to do that from my mental disposition, I'll be like, man, I really don't want to do that. And 9 times out of 10, you know, it's a lot of things that make me uncomfortable. Man, I really don't want to do that. That's inconvenient for me. I could be doing something else instead of doing that, But everything where Yah leads me from, Yah leads me to or from, however you want to put it, is always for my benefit. And you know, in the long run, short run, however you want to look at it, it always turns out to be for my benefit.
So when I make that statement, you know, don't let it offend you, because all I'm doing is encouraging you to put all your trust in Yah. So you know, follow me as I follow Christ from that perspective. Don't trust me apart from Christ. Don't trust me apart from Yah. Because I'm being honest with you and tell you I don't trust you apart from Yah dealing with you. Okay? Now that doesn't mean there's a lack of love. That doesn't mean any of that. What I'm saying in a nutshell, and I'm going to keep pounding that, what I'm saying in a nutshell is all of us are incomplete without Yah. Why would you put your trust in an incomplete me who can disappoint you, who can make you, you know, who can make you feel miserable, you know, I'm incomplete, I'm striving toward perfection. And so you be like, you know what, I'm gonna put my trust in Yah. And I'm gonna allow Yah to deal with him, and as Yah is dealing with him and leading him, then I put my trust in that. So I encourage you to do it from this perspective. Every perspective of your trust should be in Yah, and you should trust that Yah is leading me. Don't just trust me. Trust that Yah is leading me. Okay? And that's what I mean by that now. Again, verse 5 says, trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We've dealt with this past a lot. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He don't direct path of those who don't acknowledge him in all their ways. Did y'all hear what I just said? Now, what could it possibly mean when it says all thy ways? What would that mean? We've dealt with it. How do you? What does it mean to acknowledge Yah in all your ways?
Everything you do.
Everything. Your whole life. Take the acknowledgement. What is acknowledgement? How do you acknowledge somebody? What way do you acknowledge somebody? How would you acknowledge somebody? I mean, it's just something in general to try to give us an understanding of what.
Giving you your time, your full attention, always being open.
So it's always being open. So, in other words, and I like the word that you use as far as open, because when you say open, that means that you may not, huh?
When you
say
open, it's like you're ready to receive.
Yeah. So in all thy ways, so every course of life, every facet of life, be open. Be open for Yah to direct that path. Yah said, when you like that, he said, I will. I direct every last one of them. Not some of them. Don't acknowledge on the hard thing. Don't acknowledge on the big decision. Acknowledge on every decision. I'm going to use my son as an example on this because I think it's a good example. Yeah, I just dropped in my spirit at the time. When I first, you know, it was Monday we worked out. I don't know what day they went. Okay, Monday when we were working out, you know, Hubert Mitchell, he had called me and, you know, asked me, we want to go to the game, you know, that we went to today. And when he said it, I'm always open. I don't just say, yeah, I want to go. I'm always open. So when he said, hey, you want to go to the game, first thing I did was open up. I didn't just answer, but I opened. I like the example a lot of you. I open up, and when I open up, y'all said, direct his way. Yeah, go to the game. Now, I'm not a baseball fan. Matter of fact, I'm practically no sports fan because I understand the realities of things now. You know, but I enjoy it. I had a good time today. You know, we had a good time. You spend time with the brethren and stuff like that. You know, we had a pretty good time. You know, we were laughing, going on some nuts at the game, you know. And so we had a good time. But But once I became open, you have to go. Okay, I gotta go. Something I ain't really interested in doing. Have a lot of work to do. I'm working on the business plan for Project United. And so it was really something. It was really a day where I really wanted to do some things from a perspective of business plan. Matter of fact, I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning working on it. And so it wasn't convenient for me today to go to the baseball game. But that's what y'all wanted, okay? Now, I get to the gym, and I asked Alan, I said, you want to go to the game? He was like, well, no. He said, no, because, you know, if you had let me know, sooner, you know, I would have, you know, maybe been a little bit more open to going. He was like, no. And about a minute later, he said, y'all say go. It was inconvenient to him too. He's at work. It's a 1 o'clock day in the afternoon game. It was not really something that was just convenient for everybody, you know. But he was like, and I just kind of laughed because I'm like, okay, here y'all directed me to go, and then as soon as he opened, y'all said, slide in, go. Your pad just been directed. Change your whole course. You know, I had to change my course. He had to change his course, and we're both doing something that we really didn't want to do. Well, come to find out, brother, I didn't really want to go either. He's like, I ain't no baseball fan, you know. But here we all were open to the direction of God to do that, even if it brought down to nothing but just spending time with another individual who may have needed that encouragement. That may have been all it was. Just need to get around the interview. Y'all just said, you know, that's what it was. We enjoyed ourselves, but it was about the fellowship, just getting with the individual, just that time alone was just the encouragement to that individual. And y'all just grabbed three of his men who were open and said, no. Yeah, I know it's not convenient for you, but I commanded you to go, and we all had to adjust our schedules to do that. That's what I mean by trust. Trust is when the trust is put there not from my own perspective, because if it had put there from my own perspective, brother, I would have been like, no, man, I got to work out this morning. I would have been, no, man, I got to do a business plan to present. And I would have been like, no, I have a project on my job I got to do. It's inconvenient for me. If all of us had been trusting y'all from my own perspective, all of us would have been doing something else today. But because we put our trust in y'all and allowed him to lead us from his perspective of trust, he was able to direct all our paths. Now, they will tell you, I mean, show how important it is when the path has been directed. I've been up against it so far. Been at the game since one. Come straight from the game in the Bible study. With a migraine headache that would quit. Okay, you know, because I'm sitting out there, you know, I drink a lot of water, and I got a migraine because I'm sleeping, and then I got a little bit dehydrated because I wasn't going to pay $5 for water. And then the guy said, got out of Trinity. He said, yeah, this is the best water that come out of the Trinity. And we were just having fun, you know. Y'all, water, $5.25 for a bottle. We were like, man, you crazy. He said, come on, this is the best water that come out of the Trinity. Yeah, these folks around here don't know what you mean, but we some Dallas boys. We know what you're talking about. I want no Trinity River water. And so I set off to say this. Because of the lack of sleep and dehydration, I had a migraine headache. It dawned now. Why? Because I could have came in and said, okay, but you called Denise. Said, Denise, call everybody, tell them, you know, hey, we're not doing this. But because I trust y'all from his perspective. Y'all was like, yeah, you're doing Bible study. You're going to go to the game. You're coming right home. You're doing Bible study. You're coming right back to Bible study. Well, if I had not been open and allowed him to continue to lead and instruct, I may want to call, you know, the secretary told him to call everybody up and give him heads up that we wasn't having nothing tonight. Been laying there all rest of the day with a migraine. But to allow y'all to slide in on our mind because we trust in all our ways, then he would direct our path and he was letting know. He basically was saying, on the other side of your healing of this headache is on the other side of your trust in doing what I called you to. One action of putting our complete trust in him brings about a benefit. Here by me just teaching a lesson, been into it what 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so, y'all said, let me move that out of the way. One step or one facet of obedience bring about another result. That's how I live, y'all. In all our ways, we have to trust him. Trust him in all our ways. I like examples among you. Be open. You know, I always said be open to allow him to slide on your mind. I don't walk around here saying, what you saying, dog? What you saying, dog? Mm-hmm. I'm just like Lana said. I'm always open. I'm just this open highway for y'all to travel down anytime you want to. I acknowledge in all my ways. You should acknowledge in all your ways. All that saying is, I'm just being open. If he don't say nothing, then I'll just do what I do. But I'll be darn old if I'm not gonna be open for him to do. Always, every day, in all your ways, in your every course of life, be open for him to direct your path. Do not get up in the morning and walk out of your house without being open. That can cost us a lot. Even our lives if we're not open. Always be open. I try my best. No, I take that back. I don't try my best. I am. And I try to say that from a humility standpoint, but y'all was like, I ain't going to let you get away with it. Tell the truth. In all my ways, I am open. Every day, all day, at night when I get up, if I get up and go to the restroom in the middle of the night, I'm always open all the time. Every time I'm conscious when I'm asleep, whatever is going on, I'm always open. That's why at certain times, you know, early in the morning, y'all tap on the shoulder, so to speak. He'll tap on me and get me up because he know this bar is open. I can deal with him anytime I want to. I can deal with him at 2:00 in the morning. I can deal with him at 3:00 in the afternoon. I can deal with that boy any time of the day because he's open. Well, we all have to be safe. In all your ways, acknowledge. Trust in him. In all your ways, acknowledge. In all your ways, discern. Be open for him to instruct, to lead, and to guide. And so, when you look at that, anything else? You had anything else? Anything? Okay. Now, when you look at that, and we go back to Haggai chapter 1, this is the issue that y'all are having with our nation. And when you get to verse 3, Haggai chapter 1 now, verse 3, and I'm going to be on time if y'all say the same. We're going to roll in this and roll that out. We'll just go back up. Let me see. We'll go back to verse 2. Verse 2 says, thus said Jehovah of hosts, saying, this people say, the time has not come. What does that mean now? From what we understand, from him just saying this, people say, what does it give us the impression of? This people say. In the vein of what we just discussed,
God hasn't spoken.
They have their own perspective. Yah is speaking to our nation because our nation is supposed to be doing something, a specific thing, and you'll see it in there. That's why I read it all, and then I'll come back to it, and then we'll finish up. He said, thus said Jehovah of hosts, saying, this people say, this people in their own perspective, this people say the time has not come. Their own estimation, they were saying, it's not time. The time has not come. The time that Jehovah's house should be built in their own perspective. Now, when you understand this story, you will realize that the word had already been given to rebuild the temple. God had already given the word to rebuild it, but yet you had a people who had a mindset that was saying, oh, it's not time. It's not. And because of that now keep it in the same vein of what you understand about acknowledging him, being open for him to slide in on each one of our minds. Now, when you look at him from this perspective, and again, verse 2, Haggai 1, verse 2, says, thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts, saying, this people said the time has not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built. Then the word of Jehovah came unto Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses? And the house and this house lay waste. Okay? And this house lay waste. Therefore, verse five he says, now therefore thus says Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your mental disposition. I'll just say it that way. Consider your ways now. Okay? Consider your ways. Consider your role. Consider your course. Because he's letting them know. Well, now, what did I say? Acknowledge him in all our ways. Acknowledge him in every course of life. Be open to every course of life. Y'all was telling our people, he said, okay, consider your role now. Consider which role you're on. He said, you have a perspective on when you think my house should be built. Consider the role that you own, because the role that you own is not on the same role that I'm on. That's what he's saying. And he's letting our nation know, because your ways are not my ways, he said, these are things that's happening as a result of it. Verse 5 again, he says, now therefore thus says Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, bring in a little. See, Yah has a, I'm going to stick with the vein or the words that I'm using. Yah has a perspective on how things should be done. And when there are things that should be manifesting according to, I'm going to say it this way, when there are things that should be manifesting according to his will, and they're not, then we need to step back and consider. We need to consider the road that we're on. Because what he's saying in verse 6, he said, you have sown much and bring in little. That's not how it's supposed to work. When we consider our ways, or when we allow Yah to lead us, Yah said, I'll take little from you and give you much. But Yah said, when we are in our own perspective, same vein of the whole lesson, when we are in our own perspective of trust, he said, you have sown much and bring in little. But when you're in my perspective, you will give little and it will come back. You will sow. Because as we said in verse 6, he's talking about sowing. You have sown much and bring in little. You know, the sowing and reaping was from a perspective of crop. So he's telling the nation of Israel, he's like, you wonder why you planting all these crops and ain't nothing coming back? He said, because my house is not finished. You have a perspective on when you think it should be finished. y'all said, but then I have a perspective on when it should be finished, and you should be putting your trust in me and getting it done. So, verse 60 says, ye have so much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. All that is backwards. We, as the children of the Most High, should be able to sow little and bring in much. Y'all always give us more than what we give. We should always be able to eat a little and be full. Because y'all always do more than what we're able to ask or think for. That's how it works. So, but he's letting them know because your ways, your role, your course of life is different than my perspective for your life. He said everything that you do will be the opposite of the result that it's supposed to be. You'll sow much, you'll get little. Instead of sowing little and getting much, you'll eat. You have a desire to eat much, but it won't be but nothing but a little to eat. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. See, all that don't make sense. To a certain perspective, he that earning wages, to put into a bag with holes. John said, every time we put our trust in our own ability, then the opposite results happen than what should be expected. See, if I put my trust in Yah, I can have a little and do a whole lot with it. On the other hand, if I don't put my trust in God, I can have a lot, and it always seems like it's not enough. That's what he's letting us know. And so it's vitally important that we put our trust in God and acknowledge him in all our ways, because when we do that, he's going to always direct our path. In Proverbs 3:5-6. He's going to always direct our path. And when he directs that path, there's always going to be positive results. So I say it this way. No one will ever put their complete trust in Yah and not get the results that he desires. Did y'all just hear what I just said? See, because if you're not careful, you be thinking that I just said not get what you desire. See, those who put their complete trust in God get what he desires. Okay? If we put our trust in God to get what we desire, then that's our perspective of what trust in God is. And you got Christians that do that all day long. I'm gonna get his money because I'm expecting something in return. I'm gonna show up at church because I need a blessing. So all of their actions are motivated based upon something that they're looking to get from Yah, instead of saying, Yah, I'm just gonna put my trust in you and I'm gonna show up because I trust you. I'm going to deal because I trust you. Everything that I do is because I trust you. It's not because, from my own perspective, I'm looking to see what that trust gets me. So again, everyone who puts their trust in Yah will always get what he desires. See, that takes me out of the picture now, because now I'm not sitting around now looking for something based up on my own will. When I put my trust in Yah, he knows what's best for me. That's what I like about Matthew 6. He's like, okay, take no thought for your life. I know what you have need of. Let me tell you a secret, y'all. You may already know, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Your father knows what you have need of better than you. That's what I love about it.
What I love about God is he keeps me away from my foolishness sometimes. Because I'm a nut.
I'm a nut. I'm telling you, child, you can't help get this nut out of this nut. And that's why y'all got to leave me, because I'm a nut. And so he protects this nut. I'm telling you, he protects this nut. Y'all, I can't tell you how many times that because I allow him to slide in on my mind, that God said, let me protect this fool, because boy, this boy him.
If we put our trust in Yah, we will always get the results that he desires. And it don't matter what that result is, it's always best for you. It's always best for me.
I'm going to let you in on a secret you may already know. I don't like everything that he desires for me. There's certain ways that he's doing some things in my life. I'd be like, I don't want it that way. I want stuff the other way. I want it this way. I want stuff now. I want things to happen right now. I want all these. I don't want it to be like this. And y'all's like, yeah, but you're not running nothing. And since you put your trust in me, you have to do it like I want it.
Amen.
Y'all know what I just told you? Your feelings ain't going to be. Your feelings can't get in the way. Yah is great at crushing feelings. Now he's crushed my feelings so much it's ridiculous. I'm like, come on, Yah, I don't want to do it that way. He like, do it. Yah, I want this way right now. He be like, you're gonna do it exactly the way I want. Just be crushing my feelings all the time. You know what I just told y'all? He came directing your path with the feelings in the way. That's why I had to come at you that way and tell you that I don't trust any of you. And you had to hear me, or you had to be open and discern that by the Spirit of Yah instead of getting your feelings in the way. Because you got your feelings in the way, you'd be like, oh, that's going to trust me for nothing. No, your heart had to be open and your feelings couldn't be in the way to hear that. Your feeling was in the way, you've been thinking, man, he don't trust me for nothing. No, all I'm saying is I put all my trust in Yah, and if you want me to trust you, you better let him deal with you. I trust the Yah in each one of you. If he ain't dealing with you, I'm going to watch it with one eye open. I don't know why I said it that way. It just came out that way. So I'll be looking at you with one eye. Well, I'm going to put that eye on you, boy, because I'll be like, okay. You know, God's not speaking to him, so, you know, I got to be cautious. And this is what was happening with our people. And so, yeah, I was saying to him, he's like, okay, consider your ways. Here you thinking this is supposed to be this way, and if I was leading you, you understand that I want this finished. You know, he's telling our nation, he said, you dwell in sealed, you know, sealed houses, you dwell in all these different things, but my house lay waste. You okay if my house lay waste? That's one of the reasons why, even as far as our project is concerned, that's one of the reasons why I work so hard on that project, is because I'm living in sealed houses, and my father's house, per se, what he's given us to carry out the mission, it lies waste right now. So I work on it every day according as he leads, you know. I don't just jump out there and do, you know, just do stuff and just, you know, I get up each day and like, okay, y'all, what do you want me to do? How do you want to lead me as far as what I need to do next? Okay.
And that's my perspective on it. And so I have the zeal and the tenacity about it because, you know, my mindset is, okay, yeah, I want to live comfortable, but at the same time, I want to finish y'all's remnant center, you know. And it's going to get finished. We're going to finish. By the grace of y'all, we're going to finish it. Okay. And so... So that's it in a nutshell, and that's why I wanted to come back and deal with it a little bit more in detail, you know, because I just kind of touched on it a little bit in Sabbath before I taught the lesson, but I wanted to come back and deal with it in a detail, in a detailed perspective. And so as I get ready to close, I want to say this to you: in all of your ways, all of them. Now, what are ways again? Course of life, everything. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Everything. It may be a piece of may not be good for you, but you're not gonna know it if y'all not leave. Everything. Okay. They bring me to another point, you know. He's getting ready to eat some hot dog and Allie got to looking real funny. He was like, what's wrong with you? Man, I didn't ask what was in this hot dog. I got two pieces. Everything. That's what I'm talking about. Everything. He was about hot dog. Everything. We may have got a little bit of trouble behind that hot dog, but we didn't know what it was. And y'all spoke to me and said, you got it now, boy. You don't let your brother-in-law spend it. You got all y'all hot dogs. You got to eat it. I was like, oh, man, I don't know what's in it, though. Y'all, you got to eat it. So y'all turned that to me. I looked at him. I said, I hope y'all turned this into some beef, man. I said, because he making me eat it. And I was like, wait, since he make you eat it, here, eat this other one. Y'all was like, no. You gotta eat it. So I was like, yeah. Open them in. Because you know, so I don't know what was in there. I ain't asking that. I don't wanna know. But you know, if we had acknowledged beforehand, right, y'all would have been like, you told me what was in it. You don't need that hot dog. Yeah, go ahead and eat it. It's fine. But since we jumped out there, y'all have to eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Y'all not going to waste it. Y'all not going to waste this money. Eat it. Okay, y'all. So that's what I mean, everything. Even from a little hot dog, acknowledge. And it was so needed. Y'all, if y'all didn't do that, nothing but y'all had brought along buying some hot dogs, but nothing but this lesson to know, acknowledge. Cause any other time we're all very conscious of what and who. But that particular time we should not just be that involved, we just enjoying ourselves. And the guy came out and said, hot dog. We were like, hey, we'll take some of those. What are you thinking about it? We got all the, you know, condiments, and we sitting there grinning and smiling. Then all of a sudden, Allie had this funny look on her face. What the hell do? I don't know what's in there. I thought, oh, crap. You have to eat it. Not wasting the money. Eat it. All that way. From hot dog to multi-million-dollar business plan in all thy ways. From a simple hot dog to a multi-million-dollar business plan. From a $1 hot dog in between all the way up to multi-million-dollar business plan in all thy ways. Somebody said, man, you got to be kidding. It can't be that serious. Oh, yes, it is. It's as serious as the hot dog. All the way up to the multi-million-dollar business plan. All of them need acknowledgement.
Why? Last thing we close. Luke 16:10 said he that is faithful in that which is least. The little thing. The minor thing. Well, if I can lead you on eating a hot dog, I can lead you on how to fill out a multi-million-dollar business plan. But if I can't lead you on a hot dog, and you begin, you know, multi-million-dollar business plan to work on, because, hey, you can't be faithful and let me lead you all the way to a hot dog. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Hot dog to multi-million-dollar business plan. I was up at 2 this morning acknowledging him in all the business plan ways, and he was putting that thing together and went to the baseball game and then acknowledged him by the hot dog. Just so we can teach this lesson on tonight. Because that's something I'm very conscious about is food. That's the first thing I asked, what's in it. But y'all put the spirit of dumb on me today, man. And put the spirit of dumb on all of us until he turned the light on for Allie and Allie's sitting there looking like somebody slapped him, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Who knew who's in this hot dog? I was like, then I got slapped. I'm like, oh, crap. You have to eat it. Eat it. Ooh. He wanted to teach us from that hot dog. And it could have been me. I don't know. The point is, he wanted to teach us. Acknowledge. So as I get ready to close, y'all, from a dollar hot dog all the way up to a multi-million-dollar business plan, acknowledge him in all thy ways. Be open for him to instruct. Because if we don't, the opposite can happen than what is supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. We be sowing much and getting little. Mm-hmm. Instead of sowing little and getting much. Because mm-hmm. sowing little and getting much is Yah's way. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge him in all our ways. Last time, acknowledge him from a dollar hot dog all the way up to a multi-million-dollar infant business plan. From that dollar hot dog in between all the way up to a multi-million-dollar business plan. That's just to give you kind of something to, you know, take your mental, you know, to have a mental picture on. That means everything. Okay? Any questions come in? If not, I'm good. I'm letting you go 7 minutes after that I came in 7 minutes. You good? All right, no questions coming. Father Yah, we bless your name on today. We thank you for this lesson. We just count it a privilege that we've been led by you to even be here on the night so that you can reveal it to us. Everything has purpose. And from us putting our trust in you and acknowledging you from that trust in your perspective, we've been blessed tonight to walk at another facet of understanding. And we glorify you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right, y'all remember, worship Yah in spirit and in truth. You dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
There's one comment I want to make.
Okay.
You said on Sunday, I mean on Saturday, mm-hmm. you were talking about the earth not being round, being flat, and that mm-hmm. you changed the logo and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I happen to be a collector of globes. I don't know how I get caught up in all of this wrong stuff. But I have this big, huge globe. It's probably 24 inches in diameter, and then I have one that's made out of kind of marble, and then I got a chair that's covered in a map colors, and then I got this huge heavy picture behind my desk of the world globe, and it's like, so I asked him, I said, well, do I need to get rid of all of these? And of course his standard answer, let Yah lead you.
Right.
So
that's how you stay out of trouble.
So Well, I didn't do anything with any of it, you know, but I'm still kind of, you know, because the Lord didn't tell me one way or the other. So, you know, so after you said that, all that you said Saturday about it, it's like, okay, I take that. That's my answer. I need to get rid of mine. So I'm putting them all up for sale, cleaning the house once again, just like I cleaned house all the Christmas stuff. Now I'm cleaning house of all the many globes that I've collected.
Yeah,
and
just make the money off some people who are in doubt. You
But it's interesting that when you said all of that, it's just like, okay, that's it. That's my answer. But my chair that's covered in the globe, I'm just going to get it recovered. I'm not going to sell it because I looked at what chairs cost, and it's like, oh, I just cover it up.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, I just wanted to add that in the vein of what you were saying about the hot dog and all of that. You know, when we let the Lord lead us, we can't go wrong.
That's true. That is true. That's true. Let him lead us, and we can't go wrong.
So, all y'all listening, don't try to buy these globes. They're not for you.
Okay, y'all remember worship beyond spirit and in truth.
Good night.
Good night.